Okay, so believe it or not, we are starting up Mishnah Beis. We got past Mishnah Aleph. So it spent a while and we got past Mishnah Aleph. So now Mishnah Bet. Shimon HaTzadik Hayom Yishiyare Knesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik was from the rest of the Anshe Knesset HaGadola. Hu Hayah Omer Al Shlosh HaDvar Mo'ilam Omer. He would say that the world stands on three things: on Torah, Al Avoda, and on Gemilos Chasadim. Torah, we understand. Avoda means the Avoda of the Karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash, but nowadays it's Tefillah. Tefillah is considered our Avoda instead of Karbonos. And Gemilos Chasadim. Now, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner is going to, again, connect this with some deep concepts and very important fundamental concepts in his, it's unbelievable, every Mishnah is like another, you know, like huge concept here. So yesterday we introduced the concept that there's three things in the building of a person. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh is like, even an animal has a nefesh. Nefesh is the spiritual, the physical, you know, desires of the person. The nefesh, it's more the physicality. It's the physicality of the person. The ruach is what takes that physicality. Well, let's start the other way. The neshama is the purely spiritual part of the person connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the neshama. But that's not really in this world. That's just up there in the world. And it's here also. And that's the neshama. That's bebechinas machshava. That's like the thought process of the person. There's no physicality to it. The next part of the person, the neshama, is the ruach. Ruach is dibor, is speech, and that's what manifests the machshava into this world. It brings it into this world through a dibor, and that's the ruach of the person. So, and then the final one is maisa, which is the nefesh. So it's neshama, ruach, nefesh, and machshava, dibor, maisa. Okay? So the Ruach Haim says that these three concepts of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim are connected these three levels. He says Torah is the neshama, right? Torah is the neshama, is the machshava, it's the thought process, the thinking, it's the processing, the concentrating. That's the concept of neshama, machshava. You know, just purely spiritual is the Torah. Avodah is more, especially now, it's through the process of tefillah, speech. He actually says the opposite. I'm sorry. He actually says avodah is the machshava, because the avodah is all about your kavana. It's how you're machavin in the tefillah. And same thing with the karban. It also do with the kavana that you have in the karban. And the Torah is the dibor. You speak it, you teach it to other people. And then the maisa is the gemilos chasadim. So it's the three levels of machshava, dibor, and maisa. Okay? In Torah, avoda, and gemilos chasadim. Now, now he introduces a very complicated concept, and I actually want to try to learn the concept together inside. I don't know how many of you have the Sefer inside, so I'm going to share the screen. Let's see if we could read it together, okay? So I'm going to do the share screen, and I'm going to bring up, oh yeah, I can't believe it. Oh my gosh. I brought it up, and then, I don't know what happened there. I brought it up and then I closed it for some reason. Okay, hold on. Okay, almost got it. Good, I got it. That was quick. Okay. Now, I can't quite do that because then I can't bring up the Zoom. Okay, so now let's do share screen again, and here it is. Okay,
my share.
Okay, guys, So here's the sefer. Okay. So he says like this. Ala Torah, can you read this? Or can you follow with me at least? It says Ala Torah ve'al Avoda. So he said the world stands on Torah and Avoda. So he says, there's a famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says, "Im loy brisi yoimam v'laylif." Not for the Torah, chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti. I would not have created the world. I would not have created the shamayim and the aretz. Now, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin introduces a brand new concept that we never touched on, but it's a massive concept in his whole mahalach. It says, "Ratzon loymar shamayim v'aretz biyachad lo hayu mischabrim." What this pasuk, when it says Shemayim va'aretz lo samti, I would not have created the heaven and the earth. What does that mean? It doesn't mean simply I would not have created the heaven and the earth. It means that without the Torah, there would be no way to connect the heavens and the earth. There would be no way to connect the spiritual world with the physical world. There would be a total disconnect between the spiritual world and the physical world. Ki hashpa hayeredes hakol al yedei hiskashus. The way things work is that the world is a cycle, and there's a kesher, there's a connection between the upper and the lower worlds. Let's take, for example, the rain. The rain comes from Shemayim. But like everything else, if there's no intake, there's no import, there's no export, you can't just keep giving, right? So the sky cannot just keep giving rain. So what happens? It's a cycle. The water eventually evaporates, goes back into the clouds, and then comes back down again. So you cannot have a system that is only giving from Shemayim, and Aretz is not giving back to Shemayim anything. And he says that's a very open pasuk and veracious. Ve'ed yale min Aretz. The pasuk says that in order to provide rain, you need to give the moisture from the ground. Ulmatar shamayim tishtamayim. And then once there's something coming from the ground, now the shamayim has what to be mashpia, then it gives back. Ukimamar shem li'iyu, like it says, hayadata chukos shamayim im tosem mishtar ba'aretz. Whatever you give in the land, that's what the shamayim has to give you back. Now, v'amru chazal, ein lecha esev ba'aretz, she'ein lo malach barakia makeu, v'amru loy gadel. Right, every spiritual thing in this world needs every physical thing in this world needs a spiritual force in the upper world. Ki hagashmius ba'atzmai, physicality, ein lo koach u'metzius klal. If something is purely physical, it would wither away. Lule koach ha'elyon ashokin olav u'mekayim, without a spiritual force behind it. The koach haruchni ayorid milmala. How does the spiritual force which comes into this world gain its sustenance? Ultimately, what happens is everything gets its force from what's above it. So the way that we get our hashpa, our blessings in this world, is because there's something above it giving it a koach to give to us. And eventually everything gets its force from the ultimate spiritual force, which is the Torah itself. So all the spiritual brachas that come down are filtered from the power of the Torah itself. But now the question is, so where does the Torah get its power from? Only from that we can learn it. V'gavoa ma'al gavoa v'gavoa ma'ara Torah kadosha ki mimenu totzos chayim. From the Torah comes life. U'mimenu yotzim kol ha'ashpois. Ki kadma loylam. The Torah comes first before everything. So all the ashpa in the world comes from the Torah. Va'ayoda nivru v'niskaimu kol ha'olamos. And from the Torah is what the world was created. V'hi l'mayla mikula. Now, but that's spiritual. So everything, how does it turn physical and how does it get its power? Me'ez horid Moshe oz miftach ha'la'aretz. From the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down to the land, v'Yisrael zachu bo'oz and Klaisol received the Torah, v'dvekim ba. They are the owners of the source of all blessings of the world. So we have the on and off switch. The on and off switch of the entire Shefa, of all the blessings and the spiritual force that's going to give us blessing in this world, comes from the Torah, and it's up to us. We have to turn it on or off. You're going to turn the on switch, So you're going to empower the Torah to give brachas. If you're going to turn off the off switch, then the Torah doesn't have the force to do it. The connection between the upper world and the lower world is only through the Torah. So he says, in order to do that, you need to provide some sort of hashpa back up to Shemayim. So, one second. So the way to provide that, okay, so the Torah is what's providing it. The Torah is giving the hashpa, right? From that's like the rain. That's the clouds. The Torah has the hashpa, and it's giving the hashpa. But something also has to go up to Shemayim, right? Because that's the cycle. So what's going back up to Shemayim? So he says, what's going back up to Shemayim is Hu al yidei. Hashem brought the Kedusha of the Torah down. So what are we giving him in return? We have to take things from this world and bring them up. And that is the concept of a karban. We bring up a karban. That's the language, right? We bring up a karban. So we take something which is the most physical thing you could take, an animal. Malim, we raise. We raise the most physical thing, like an animal, mimata, from the lowest of the low, lamaila, to a higher level. Mashpil matzavam ad makom gavoa. And we take it from a low place to a high place. Achi iskablu l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem, until that carbon is accepted in front of Hashem, v'iskashu maila maila b'makorama elyon, so that it can connect to the highest place. Lahorid lano bracha, so it can come down in the form of a bracha. Lahorid ashpa odios b'shepa rabbi de kishrozeh, that this connection can ultimately be the source of bringing us more bracha. Okay, so the concept that he's saying over here is a huge concept. Basically, that just like in the physical world, the hashpa rain can't come unless there's something in giving the clouds the moisture to provide to us. It has to come from here, and then it comes back down. So it's a cycle. So Shemayim is the same way. Hashem gave us the koyach of the Torah. He put it in this world. Mm-hmm. And we can tap into that. But we have to provide something back, and that's where avoida comes in. So Torah and avoida is, Torah is Hashem's hashpa to us, but avoida is when we're bringing back to Kadosh Baruch, we're upraising the physicality, and we're raising it up and saying that this physical thing, we're going to make it into spiritual. Okay? That's the avoida of Karbanis. So that's the kesher between the olamos, he says. The connection is that's where the cycle is. Then he says, now that was in the days that we had a karban. What about nowadays we don't have a karban? So he says the following. He says, nowadays it's through tefillah. Nowadays it's through tefillah. However, it's not tefillah. You need to explain something about tefillah. How does tefillah have the power to do it? So here he says some major, amazing words. He says that the power of tefillah is that every single word of the tefillah is connected in a spiritual way to the worlds that we cannot understand. And when you say the words of the tefillah, you're connecting yourself to the upper worlds in a way that empowers and like taps into a force that we don't even know what it is. And he says, I'll bring you a proof to it. The proof is that who composed the tefillah? Mm. Who composed it? The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And the Gemara says it was 120 Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and they were Nevi'im. They were prophets. He says, I don't understand. If I asked any one of us, I would please compose a tefillah. Okay, you would know. Yeah, I need Das, I need Parnasa. It's pretty obvious. I mean, it's not that complicated. So why did you need Nevi'im? He said, you know why you need a Nevi'im? It's not to figure out what to ask for. We know that. It's because the Nevi'im are saying that each word, they put words there that they understood this word has the ability to connect to the upper world in a way that could bring a certain type of hashpa. And that's why you have to say, that's why lechatchila you're supposed to daven with the words written. That's supposed to translate it, lechatchila. Because lechatchila, these words have a special power. Okay? And then he says the following. I want to read this to you inside because it's really powerful. He says this. And then he says the following. He says, Achema kivnuba, the Nevi'im had a kavana, v'tiknua, they established tefillah al-ofen in a way, sh'tiakol kolulba, that everything is in there, v'chol ish Yisrael, kol echem ispal kafiyav anasai, and everyone can daven the way they want. And look at this line here. V'klolo shel davar, and here's the concept, sh'miyom sh'niskana, from the day that the tefillah was established and written, lo'yhayu ba'olam, there was never in the history of the world, beis tefillos, two shwanasreis, Shiyasu Roshem Shav, that were identical in the eyes of Hashem, how they made a hashpah in Shemaim, Lamaila v'shiyalu l'madrega achas. There was never in the history of the world two tefillas that made the same impact in Shemaim. Ki mishuna b'zat tefillas hayom, tefillas esmol. The way you pray today is not the way you prayed yesterday. Ki yavar. Everything is because of the words that Chazal put into these words. That's what you needed nevuah. And all the sodas of the Arizal. You know, that you ever saw somebody with the Siddur Arizal Davin? You know, it could take them, you know, 30 minutes to say one bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagafen, it could take about 30 minutes. The people that daven with the kavanas of the Arizal, the kavanas of the Rashash. It could take, a Shabbos mincha takes about 2 hours. Okay? See, so listen to what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says. Kol ha-kavanos v'ha-soydos shenizgalu. All the kavanas that we are aware of, ad hayoyim, einam ketipa miyam godol. That's a drop in the bucket. Keneged ha-kavanos shehisig ha-koton mikofchev zekein. That, all the kavanas together, that people, that the Rizal and all the soydis, that they were megala, is a tipa and a yam of the kavana of the smallest of the Nevi'im that composed the tefillah. V'gam ha-godol sh'bem lo hisig, rak at the erka v'sharash nishmasai, av'bemis higavaya yoysa mibina sadam. The koach of tefillah is greater than we can even understand. V'hi kosheris, it connects olam ha-tachton v'elyon k'moy karbon. V'loy tishtaneh chas v'shalom. Ad bias ha-goyel, and until Mashiach comes, no one should ever change a single word of the tefillah. Ki oz lo yitztarach lo tefillah tekah b'shofar. When Mashiach comes, we're not going to need the tefillah of tekah b'shofar. When Mashiach comes, things will be different. Okay? So he says, that's what it means, the Torah, the world stands on Torah and Avoda. What does it mean, the world stands on it? Because Torah and Avoda are what connects the two worlds. So you need a Torah, which is the Mashpia, but Avoda is what brings the Hashpa up. Mm. So what brings the Hashpa from Shemayim down is Torah. What brings the Hashpa from Aret to Shemayim is Torah. So you need both. Is Avoda, I'm sorry. So Avoda is going this direction, going up, and Torah is bringing it back down. So the cycle is Avoda and Torah. That's the cycle, according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's what he says. Okay, so this is the start. Tomorrow, I want to do a little bit in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which is the other Sefer of Chaim Volozhiner wrote. He has a whole piece on this concept of Torah, of tefillah, exactly what tefillah does. But this thing that he says, that there was never two tefillahs in the history of the world that did the same thing in Shemayim, that means that we can't just, okay, another mincha, you know, okay, daven, no. You right now have the opportunity. You're about to daven mincha. No one in the history of the world davened the mincha that you're about to daven, and no one made the hashpah shemaim that you could make by this tefillah that you're going to about to daven. So don't just say, okay, you know, I davened mincha yesterday. You know, it's not like that. You know,
my pleasure.
Yeah.
If the Torah is not in shemaim, so how is it coming down from shemaim? The Torah is here, right? The Torah is in this world. So, and we use the Torah. It's not a thing from Shemaim that's...
No, but the idea is by giving us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us an opportunity to connect to the Hashpa of the... to connect to it. You know,
When we learn Torah, we're Mashpia Lemala. It's again, it's like us giving up.
saying, right, so you're saying that really you could have understood the concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah here, but by us learning it, we are tapping into that. Right. But I think it needs more than that. It needs some, that the Avodah somehow triggers up in the Shemayim the ability of the Hashpah of the Torah to be Mashpia. So the learning of Torah is in this world. But the power of the Kedusha of the Torah to be Mashpia is still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that. So, you know, it's not a steer, I don't think. Again, these concepts are a little bit deep for us, but I don't think it's a concept.
Yeah, but that part makes a lot of sense, right? We do our part and it goes up and that's feeding, right. It's, you know, rejuvenating. That makes a lot of sense. But how the Torah comes down, I'm not sure.
Right, no, he's saying that at Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the opportunity to connect to it in a way that it will continuously be mashpia to us.
I can understand the bracha and Shemaim coming down. We do avodah here, and Hashem sends us the bracha. Unlimitedly without us.
But the bracha is really he's understanding the bracha is in the Torah, and it has to go through the Torah in order to come into this world. So if we ignore the Torah, then it's not going to give us hashpa. But on the other hand, we have to empower it with the tefillah and the karbon. It's a little deep concept, you know, obviously. But that's how he's understanding it. I want to talk more about this tefillah issue tomorrow. I want to bring a piece from the Nefesh HaChaim, which parallels what he's saying here. Okay?
Shkoyach. Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach.